Its current state on WKAR 2 months after Great Lakes governors and premiers agreed to approve Waukesha, Wisconsin's request to tap Great Lakes water. A binational group of mayors is objecting to the decision. Also, confirmation hearings are approaching for Michigan's incoming director of the Department of Environmental Quality. What are we learning about the person tapped as the state's top environmental officer? Well, at the end of every month, Current State reviews the top environmental news stories with Great Lakes journalist and commentator Gary Wilson. He joins us now. Hi, Gary. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be back with you.
So just 2 months ago, we were reporting Great Lakes governors voted unanimously to approve Waukesha's request to tap into Great Lakes water, and that came after a years-long process that led to the decision. Still, Waukesha is creeping back into the news. A group of U.S. and Canadian mayors has requested a formal hearing with Great Lakes governors to object to that decision. Who is this group, and what do they want?
Yeah, sure, Mark. It's not over till it's over, right?
Right.
Well, the group is by name, they're the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. As you said, it's a U.S. and Canadian group. And in the past 10 years, they've been very active in lobbying the various governments on environmental and water quality issues. They're generally well-respected, and they've been influential within their limited authority. Longtime Great Lakes executive David Ulrich, who spent a career at the U.S. EPA, leads the group, and Ulrich is also very well-respected in the Great Lakes community writ large. What they want is a formal hearing before the Compact Council. That's the governors themselves or their representatives, and they want to plead their case against the unanimous decision to grant Waukesha's request. So that's where we are.
Did these mayors weigh in during the public comment period, or are we all of a sudden hearing from them now?
No. They definitely weighed in during the public comment period. That's what's a little bit curious about this. They submitted formal comments to the governors opposing Waukesha's request. And even prior to that, over the years, they've been very vocal publicly, and I mean for years, in opposing the Waukesha request. But their objections were considered in detail by the governors and rejected, but they're not giving up.
Do they have anything new?
Not so far. I talked with Pete Johnson yesterday from the Council of Great Lakes Governors. They're the secretariat for the Great Lakes Compact, and they administer provisions of it. And Johnson told me that the mayors have promised to submit information in writing that will serve as the basis for the request for a hearing. But Johnson said he has yet to receive anything. He does expect to get something in the coming weeks.
Any other response from the governor's representatives, though?
Well, the governors, they're being very cautious. Since this hearing, request for a hearing could well be a precursor to a lawsuit, so they're being very cautious in what they say, and they declined to answer my questions about whether the mayors have what's known as a legal standing to bring a lawsuit. That is, are they entitled at the law to bring in the suit? Are they an aggrieved party? So they're being very cautious in what they say.
I mean, the mayors have also gone so far as to appeal to President Obama and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to intervene. What are the chances of that?
That's puzzling to me. Likely none. Dave Nafsker, who heads the Council of Great Lakes Governors, told me there's likely no basis for them to appeal to either President Obama or Prime Minister Trudeau. And honestly, it makes the mayor's request look a little bit amateurish. You know, the Great Lakes Compact is codified in U.S. law, and it's an agreement between the eight Great Lakes states, period. So that request to Obama and Trudeau is either grandstanding, and I hope not, or lacks a basic knowledge of the law. Either way, you know, this mayor's group has been a good one over the years, but this hurts their credibility.
Hmm.
And I'd add that the mayor's also made a similar appeal to the International Joint Commission. That's the U.S.-Canadian body that advises the two governments on trans-border water issues, and that group also has no authority in this matter.
So in the end, Gary, you've been covering Waukesha for about a decade. What's your take on the mayor's challenge? Does it have legs?
Well, that's a legal question, Mark, but as a practical matter, I don't think so. Their arguments were considered ad nauseum by the governors, and I mean they were studied, dissected, debated in public for months, if not longer. So the mayors, in my opinion, are being responsible, and here's why I say that. It's telling that within this community of mayors, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett abstained from the internal vote to request a hearing. And he cited a desire to keep the issue out of the courts. Now, I've been following Barrett's career for a long time, and he's one of the most highly regarded mayors in the Great Lakes region. And he originally opposed the Waukesha decision, the Waukesha diversion. But Barrett has the wisdom to see that the greater good of what the Great Lakes Compact brings for the region, that's important, and he wants to keep it out of the courts. And I'd add that that's a similar position to Governor Snyder's thinking on the Waukesha issue. The governor told me back in the spring that the worst outcome would be for Waukesha to end up in a legal fight. And I'd add that Barrett and Snyder are at opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Interesting. Great Lakes journalist and commentator Gary Wilson is our guest. Once every month, we visit with Gary about the month's top environmental news stories. Former British Petroleum executive Heidi Grether was appointed in July by Governor Snyder to head the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, replacing interim director Keith Cray. This is a critical appointment given that MDEQ's been in the spotlight for its handling of Flint, and that it's oversees the Enbridge Straits of Mackinac pipeline. When we talked with you about Ms. Grether last month and about this appointment, not much was known about her, as she hadn't made any public statements. Have we learned anything more about her priorities since you and I last spoke?
Well, we have a little bit. Since we last spoke, she has talked to the media formally. And what's notable is about that is what she won't be doing. She's not going to be involved with Flint's ongoing recovery. That's going to remain with Keith Cray, who, as you said, was the interim director at DEQ, and he's since returned to head the DNR. But because of the relationships he's developed and the work that he's done, he's going to keep responsibility for Flint. And Grether also quickly, too quickly some would say, adopted the existing Snyder administration position on Enbridge's Straits of Mackinac pipeline. That position is that it's premature to call for its shutdown until two studies of it are completed, and that's going to be well into next year. What she did say she'll focus on is culture change at the DEQ and working on the external public perception of the agency. Those are good things to do, but is that the most important job for an agency executive to be focused on?
Culture change. Well, with Flint and the Enbridge pipeline out of the picture, as you put it, what does that leave her with besides culture change?
Well, there is one big topic that's on her desk right now, and it relates to water quality in the western basin of Lake Erie. Think the cause of the Toledo water crisis, which was agricultural runoff that fueled the dangerous algae bloom. It's also about the outflow of pollutants from the Detroit River into Lake Erie. So the question on the table is, should Michigan and Ohio request of the U.S. EPA that Lake Erie be declared impaired. Now, impaired is an official designation that would allow for tougher regulation under the Clean Water Act, and both Michigan and Ohio have been reluctant to call for that impaired designation because they don't want to end it. It could mean more regulations on farmers, and they're loath to do that. But the water quality isn't getting any better. Now, so what Grether has said is that she'll make her recommendation to the EPA, and I'm quoting here soon. That'll be the first test of her environmental leadings, and some would say whether the MDEQ can actually change stripes post-Flint.
Environmental groups were initially skeptical about Governor Snyder's selection of a former oil company executive to run MDEQ. Has any of that skepticism abated?
No, no market has. And her right out of the chute statement on the Straits of Mackinac pipeline was a no sale with environmental groups and even some elected officials. It appears she made a hasty determination there, to the point that U.S. Representative Candace Miller wrote to Grether saying that Grether's pipeline position was, and I'm quoting, short-sighted. And Miller asked her to use the gravitas of her office and to lead on the pipeline issue.
What's Governor Snyder's reaction been to this criticism?
Well, Mark, you know the Michigan governor very well. He's a positive guy, right? So the governor touted her qualifications, as you would expect, and he asked the doubters to give her time and to work with her. But that's a tough sale. The issues that she has inherited have been brewing for some time, and people's patience to wait for substantive action has just worn thin, and they've definitely worn thin with the MDEQ in general. There's no transition period here for Grether, given what's happened at MDEQ. That's what she's up against.
August is traditionally a slow month for political and policy activity on Great Lakes issues, but things pick up in September. What's on the horizon with the various groups here that impact water policy?
Well, September and October is the traditional time when the various official groups in the Great Lakes region that work on Great Lakes issues meet for their annual conferences. Like I said, those will take place in September and October. Officially, they'll continue to work on the policy work of day-to-day trying to improve the Great Lakes. But unofficially, the cocktail party buzz is going to be what happens when the federal government changes in January. That's the backstory.
We want to thank Gary Wilson, our monthly environmental news journalist and commentator here. He joins us at the end of every month to review what's happened in that month. Gary, thank you very much.
Always good to be with you. See you next month, Mark.
And don't forget, Current State discusses Michigan's environment every Tuesday. Our segments and others about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and at wkar.org.